Hello and welcome to Virginia Tech. Thank you for tuning in and taking the time to visit our home in a safe and respectful manner. My name is Ben Galdo, and I'm going to have the honor and pleasure to serve as your Hokie ambassador on this narrated driving tour of campus today. The way this is going to work is I'm going to be talking us through a drive around campus and letting you know what we'll be passing and seeing. For now, we're going to be in the parking lot at the visitor center until I say we are on our way. I'd encourage you guys to have a designated passenger for navigating directions and, of course, for you to drive safely. We're going to be going just under the speed limit, but if things get tricky, please adjust, fast forward, rewind, pause, and play accordingly. As much as I'd love for all of us to be here in person, we all have to do our part and take care. But all that being said, we're going to go ahead and get started. Just a little bit about myself. I am part of the class of 2020 with a major in business information technology. On behalf of everyone at admissions, we just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to visit our home, and that we really do appreciate your efforts in seeing campus while also respecting precautions and guidelines. As we're coming down to the stop sign, we're going to be getting ready to take a left and getting in the right lane, bringing us up to the light at Price's Fork Road. The first thing I do want to point out, though, as we come to the stop sign, is to the right is the Inn at Virginia Tech, as well as the Alumni Center. This is going to be home to lodging, conferences for alumni, special events, and much more, such as our graduation bash for our seniors to celebrate all their accomplishments. So now that we're at the light, we're going to go ahead and take a right and stay in our right lane, continuing on to Price's Fork. And straight ahead, just across this intersection, you can see plenty of local businesses, food, and places to stay for family, friends, and guests who are coming to visit Blacksburg on their own time. This is just like an extension of downtown Blacksburg, and it obviously is always expanding and building every year. So as we're taking a right onto West Campus Drive, our campus is now to our left. And this is going to be everything pertaining to academics, including labs, classrooms, offices for our professors, and more, with the exception being our one dining hall, that is our award-winning dining hall, Turner Place at Lavery Hall. Again, another view of the Alumni Center and the Inn at Virginia Tech. And while you can't quite see it, just beyond it is our on-campus golf course. We're going to stay on this road till the very end at the roundabout where we're going to be going left. But as we're passing through Perry Street's intersection, the very first academic building we'll be seeing is New Classroom Building. So it doesn't quite have a name yet because it's brand new, but it is very much open to any and all majors, where you can have a wide variety of studies taking place in there with very modern day classrooms. On the left, you're going to have Hahn Hall North and South Wing buildings. These are going to be home to our College of Science departments as well as STEM classes with anything from biology to biochem, so on and so forth. And also up on the left at the very edge of our academic buildings is Davidson Hall, which is home to the majority of bio and chem classes. So as we're making our way through this little crosswalk, on our right is the Duck Pond. So the Duck Pond is one of our more scenic places on campus where our students come to hang out. It's also just a really beautiful place to be with yourself and with friends, whether that be during the summer or winter. It always makes it for a beautiful scenery. And also on our left is the Drill Field, which we're going to get to in a sec, but just know it's the largest collegiate green space in the United States. So now that we are officially venturing onto the residential side of campus, everything you see to your left are going to be residential halls. With the exception of our dining halls and student resources, they're all going to be where our students are housed. And one of the first ones we see is to the right, just up this hill. This red brick building is Hillcrest Hall. This is actually home to the Honors College. This is one of many living learning programs where it's themed housing centralized around a subject, a major, or a theme of some sort. And at the top of the hill, this is the one exception of academic buildings being on the residential side of campus. Mainly home to the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, this is going to be where some classrooms are on this side of campus. So like I said, as we're approaching this roundabout, we're going to be taking a left. But straight ahead, I do want to point out the building you see in front of you, McComas Hall. McComas Hall is home to our McComas Gym, one of our two on-campus gyms, as well as our Schiffert Health Center, our Center for Healthcare, as well as our Cook Counseling Center, our Center for Mental Health and Awareness. So long story short, McComas Hall is home to plenty of health and wellness services for our students and is a big, big reason why we are nationally ranked for the happiest and healthiest students in the United States. So now that we are on Washington Street, we're going to continue straight until we get to the three-way intersection and the first stop sign where we're going to be taking a right. But as we're passing it up on our left, the Student Services Center is our home for any and all services pertaining to students, whether that be financial aid or for Hokie Passport Services, which is your student ID. I've been there a number of times after I've lost my IDs my first year, and just one of many resources on this side of campus. So at this three-way intersection, at the stop sign, we're going to take a right, which is going to take us onto Beamer Way, taking us onto the athletics portion of our campus. What's really convenient about our campus and what I've come to really love is that all of the arenas and stadiums are right next door to our residential halls. So it's super easy to get to and from game days and to sporting events during the week. To the left is Castle Coliseum, our home for the men and women's basketball programs, as well as our wrestling and volleyball. Our men's basketball program actually making a Sweet 16 appearance as of 2 years ago. An outstanding group of guys and a lot of fun to watch. Up on the left is Lane Stadium. Of course, our home to Virginia Tech football and the epicenter of Hokie spirit, really. Over 60,000 seats where our Hokies are jumping up and down to enter Sandman. It has been voted the best college football entrance in the United States, and rightfully so. To the right is Thompson Field, our home for men and women's soccer, as well as lacrosse, and one of our newer facilities, Tech Softball Park on our right, home to our women's softball program. With all these sporting events, our students get a free front row seat, with the exception being football and basketball. With those two sporting events, we actually need a ticket, but there's plenty of ways to navigate a student getting a hold of that ticket. Now, as we're coming up on the stoplight, we're gonna get into our right lane, where we're gonna be taking a right onto Southgate Drive. Again, this is just one other corner of campus. Straight ahead, however, is our Tennis Pavilion Center, as well as our Center for Marching Band and Southern Recreational Fields just up the hill, where our intramural sports and club sports take place. And as we made that right onto Southgate Drive, those fields I just mentioned are actually going to be on our left. And although you might not quite have a great look at it, coming up on our right is going to be our track facilities, both indoor and outdoor. And as we're approaching this roundabout, we're actually going to bear right at the first given opportunity, which is going to take us to Duck Pond Drive. So as we're bearing right, we get a look at one of those postcard views of Virginia Tech with the logo straight ahead and the backdrop, including one of our newer facilities, English Field, home to our baseball program. And as we are now on Duck Pond Drive, we're going to continue straight until we get at a four-way intersection where we're going to be taking a right at a stop sign. But for the time being, it'd be really nice to point out to our left our College of Vet Med that is going to be partnered with the University of Maryland, with its official campus being right here on Virginia Tech. But just past it, our Food Science and Tech Lab to the right, one of those other exceptions to the academic buildings on the residential side of campus. Now, as we're coming up to the stop sign, we're going to be taking a right, which is going to take us onto Washington Street, where we're going to be reaching that other corner of campus. And again, to the left are those life sciences buildings that are the extension of what we had seen earlier. Coming up on our right is our Hahn Horticulture Garden. Again, one of many scenic nature views on our campus. That's not only beautiful in its scenery, but it's also a really innovative workspace for our students, and is actually bordering the university greenhouse up on our right. So as we're approaching the roundabout, we're gonna be going straight ahead this time. And in doing that, we're gonna pass McComas Hall on our right. But I actually want to talk about the building we're going to be passing on our left, the Smith Career Center. This is our center for career and professional development, with anything and everything you need to attain that job, internship, postgraduate work, as well as grad school help. They are providing workshops pertaining to networking, resumes, cover letters, interviewing, anything you can think of. And they also run Handshake, our online resource tool that has listings that are pertaining specifically to Virginia Tech students. There are employers looking for Hokies. At the three-way intersection, we're gonna go ahead and go straight. And again, being on the residential side of campus, everything you see to the left are gonna be residential halls, with the exception of a few dining halls. Just across this lawn to the left is gonna be Dietrich Hall, home to our three restaurant establishments, D2, our all-you-can-eat buffet, DX, which is our late night grab and go station, as well as Dietz Cafe. But everything you see beyond to your left are going to be those residential halls. Coming up on the right are our on-campus tennis courts. In addition to the on-campus golf course, the two on-campus gyms, as well as the fitness classes offered within those gyms. We also have on-campus tennis courts that are available to our students. And one thing I do want to point out is that every corner of campus we've covered thus far is actually covered by our Blacksburg Transit System. This is our buses that are part of your student fees, so they're free for our students to ride along with and cover our campus, community, and local downtown Blacksburg. As we're coming up to the stop sign at Kent Street, we're going to be taking a left, rounding out this corner of campus and heading back towards the center. Again, coming down Kent Street, everything you see to your left are going to be residence halls, all being co-ed, separating sex by floor, wing, or door, or suite to suite, with the exception of two all-male and female residence halls, such as Vodder Hall, coming up on our left, an all-male residence hall. And of course, on our right, one of the brand new residence halls coming up. Now, just straight ahead to the right is going to be our Hokie Shop, our official on-campus university bookstore, which has all the Hokie gear, university textbooks, and computer service repair center for our laptops and needs. It's also where you can get your Hokie mom and dad sweatshirt after this tour. And to the left, Hokie Grill, which is home to our fast food chain restaurants such as Chick-fil-A, Pizza Hut, Dunkin' Donuts, and more. But as we're approaching this island coming up straight ahead, we're going to be going straight ahead until the next crosswalk, an opportunity to take a right down Alumni Mall. Going through this straightaway, to the right is actually our Newman Library, our largest on-campus library with over 6 million resources, both print and online, and group study floors as well as quiet floors. It's got everything and anything our students need to get their work done. But now that we're at Alumni Mall, we're going to go ahead and take a right. It should also be noted that Newman Library has very much flexible hours, 24 hours, 5 days a week, and just open all day and every day during finals. But going through Alumni Mall, we're going to go straight till the very last opportunity to take a U-turn. Up on the right, this red brick building is Squire Student Center, home to over 900 student organizations, our break zone, which is home to arcades, bowling alley, pool table, ping pong, darts, the home to the music department, which has numerous music practice room facilities, as well as the cultural centers. So like I said, we're gonna take a U-turn at the last given opportunity before the light. But just know, if we were to reach the light, that would be downtown Blacksburg, home to some of the best restaurants and local businesses in Blacksburg. But after this U-turn, we're gonna head straight back down Alumni Mall, and on our right is the Moss Arts Center. The Moss Arts Center is the Center for Creativity, Arts, and Technology, with a performance hall that seats north of 1,200, and visual art galleries, as well as departments for the Department of Comm, as well as journalism and media. Also on our right, we're coming up on Upper Quad, which is home to our Corf Cadets residence halls and facilities. They are one of the more outstanding living learning programs we have on our campus centered around leadership, and a huge part of tradition and history goes into the Corps of Cadets being a part of our university as far back as when we opened. And as we're heading straight down below the bridge one more time and heading to the stop sign, we're going to be getting ready to take a right. But it's important to point out what's straight ahead are eight pylons at Virginia Tech, a traditional and historic piece of our campus that represent the eight core principles and values we hold very dearly on our campus. So taking this right, we're going to be approaching an island and bearing left at the first given opportunity. Now that we're back on the academic side of campus, everything you see in front of you are going to be academic buildings again. And after we bear left at this island, we're going to be bearing right immediately, taking us towards Burris Hall. Now that we have a better view of it, to our left is the drill field. The drill field is the epicenter of campus. It's where students come to hang out, play, get work done, where large outdoor events take place, and it's where the Corps of Cadets do their drills, hence the name, the drill field. Now coming up on our right, this large building, one of the more iconic landmarks here at our campus, is Burris Hall. It's home to our administrative offices, such as our university president, President Tim Sands, as well as our largest concert hall on campus. Just to wrap things up, if you guys want to pull over to the left, I'd like to tell you a little bit about why I chose Virginia Tech. Now, if you guys want to walk around campus, I'd encourage you to check out parking.vt.edu to make sure you're not going to be in any restricted areas, and that way you can enjoy your day on campus. But my story really has to do with a very special person in my life, my mom. My mom, just like your parents, worked incredibly hard for an incredibly long time to get me the opportunities in my life, and I really did not take that for granted, and I still don't. But when I was in your guys' shoes and I was looking for the school that I was going to spend the next 4 years at, I wanted to do right by her and pay off all the hard work that she'd invested in me. First and foremost, that started with an education. I knew wherever I wanted to go, I wanted to make sure there was not only a wide variety of academic majors available, but a strong variety. And rest assured, Virginia Tech checked that box right off the list. And the next thing I was looking for was the following. 4 years away from home is a very long time. So 4 years away from mom and dad, your brothers and your sisters, the dog and the cat, it's much longer than you think, and it's essentially a time for you to grow independent and to grow into the person you like to be. I knew when I was looking for schools, I wanted to find myself in an environment that I can do just that and find that sense of home that I've always found when I was with her. So when I came to visit Virginia Tech, even though our tour got rained out and it was essentially canceled, we still walked around in the pouring rain and felt that sense of community and home that we were looking for. It makes all the difference in my eyes to surround yourself in such an environment, because when you surround yourself with great people, you can do great things. And that has come to be a huge part of why not only choosing Virginia Tech, but staying at Virginia Tech. My job isn't necessarily to sell Virginia Tech to you guys, it's more so to show you what we have to offer. But all that being said, I wish you guys the best of luck moving forward and that you find that home, because it makes all the difference in your 4 years. For more information regarding admissions, I'd encourage you guys to check out admissions.vt.edu on that website, as well as their social media. And for more insight from our students to get you more of that in-depth look at what it's like to be on campus, I'd encourage you guys to check out Hokie Ambassadors on social media and reach out if you have any questions whatsoever. I hope all of you and your loved ones are taking care, and I wish you all the best of luck moving forward. One more time, thank you for taking the time to visit our campus, and welcome to Virginia Tech.